Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
I've been down, now I'm back up, See all my problems used to stack up, Yeah, I've been down, now I'm back up, See all my problems used to stack up, Have you ever had your stomach growl so hard you can't silence it? What you know about eating a mayonnaise and mustard sandwich? What you know about waiting till the first of 15 so you can get a little chicken, buy you something to eat? And what you know about working every day and still broke? And what you know about being cold outside with no coat? And what you know about a plea for help and hearing that no? And what you know about feeling there's no help and no hope? And what you know about your rent doing begging for mercy? See, you gotta pay by Wednesday, but your payday is Thursday. What you know about praying God to answer your plea? And what you know about them throwing your stuff outside on the street? And what you know about them stealing all your stuff while you grieve? And what you know about praying and not finding relief? And what you know about struggling inside to believe? And what you know about being left for dead on these streets? I've been down, now I'm back up. See all my problems used to stack up, Yeah, I've been down, now I'm back up, See all my problems used to stack up, What you know about emergency rooms and no insurance? What you know about them looking like we really can't do it? What you know about them leaving even though you're still sick? And what you know about owing all these dollars and cents? And what you know about needing meds and can't even buy it? And what you know about choosing when you're meds and you died? And what you know about robbing Peter just to pay Paul? And what you know about trying to climb a wall that's too tall? And what you know about you oldest and getting that final notice? What you know about hiding cars so they can't towing? What you know about sitting in the dark with no light? And what you know about losing all you own in one night? And what you know about your friends just leaving you stuck? They'd rather kick you while you're down instead of lifting you up. And what you know about everyday living is a challenge? What you know about smiling while you suffer in silence? What you know? I've been down, now I'm back up, See all my problems used to stack up, Yeah, I've been down, now I'm back up, See all my problems used to stack up, What you know about thinking you might
what
die
you know?
In the winter? What you know about choosing to win?
What you know?
What's good?
What's good?
What you know no good?
What you know no good?
All right.
What's going on?
This right here? This right here is another episode of the Dopeness interview series brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and we are live with another dopest, the dopest in the world, Donnie the Saint. What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm chilling here in Tallahassee, Florida, loving it.
Bro, good to hear from you, man. So I had to play that. I've been down because what people know about that?
Man, you know what? I don't know what they know about it, man, but I've had a lot of life experience, and I know a little something about being down, man, and being a father right now. Man, my kids are so blessed. This new generation coming out is so blessed. You know, they don't know about they don't know about that commodity cheese, that government cheese. They don't know about the struggles that the generation went through. You know what I'm saying? Now, that cheese was good. Now, I'm going to keep it
hiding the car around the corner so the boot man won't get you.
Man, hey, you know, that's in my video. That's so real right there. They want to collect on it, but catch me if you can
that's
find
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's real. I got to make it to work. So that's real. You know,
word,
that's real
man.
That's real.
All right, so for y'all who don't know, it's the Saint, T-H-A, Saint, just dropped a new song. It's got that G-Funk West Coast summer swag to it. Some real funk for the trunk. You know what I'm saying? It's called Don't Stop the Funk. So we're going to get into
that's
that,
right.
But first we want to get into the history of the Saint. You know, the man, the myth, the legend, and, of course, what he got going on right now and what's coming up
no
for
doubt.
The future.
No doubt.
So, Donnie, how long you been in it, man?
Man, I've been in this game, man. I started this game. You know, I'm going to go ahead and date myself because I think it's important. I think hip-hop is a young man's sport. But I think as you mature a little bit, they need to hear hip-hop from an OG perspective. So, you know, I was born in 75, so I've never known myself not rapping. So I would say around 82, 83 is when I wanted to be like, the Sugar Hill Gang. I wanted to be like all these cats, Curtis Blow, when they came out. And so I was rapping and stuff. And I stayed true to that, man, until maybe 90, 95. And when that gangster hip hop dropped, man, that was something else. That changed the game. So I've went through a few phases, but that NWA, that swag right there, just kind of adapted to that. But also being from the South, the Dirty South, there was a lot of different flavors that was in my rap. So I started then, started real early in the game, left it for a while because what I saw happening, and as I started to mature, so I see a lot of people in my community, things that I was contributing to that wasn't positive. So, and I started to see a lot of things happen. So I had to pull back and think about what I want to do with my life. And as I thought about that, man, I just started to become a little more enlightened on what I needed to do. So I put the rap game down, got a wife and got kids, went to college, did all that stuff. And it was always nagging in the back. So I got back in the game in 2012. And I've been pushing hard since 2012.
Oh, wow. So that's a deep story, man. That's the way you just painted it for us. It was pretty vivid about kind of like the highs and lows of an artist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's waves and phases you go through. You want to tap out sometime, but the maturity of what I don't see in the hip-hop game now, that's why I'm proud to be the age I'm at now, man. I've had, people that used to roll with me ain't here no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's real, you know, to get to the age that I'm at right now. It is a blessing to have kids, to have a wife, to have the things that I had to see life from a different angle, from the other side.
You think about the homies who didn't make it, who,
oh yeah,
you know, sitting down right now.
Right. They laying down and I think about them and that's a, you know, it's a serious thing to me right now. You know, I think about all of that and I think I put that in my music. You know, my music is a lot of people don't know about that. I'm trying to make fun music. I'm trying to make current music and I'm trying to give people something to lift up their spirits and to focus on a positive. There's enough negative stuff out there. I'm not trying to be that artist. I'm not trying to be that guy. Something about murdering and killing people and all that he got. I'm a little bit more mature than that, realizing things that are not always about material, you know what I mean? Which this hip hop game is full of. I'm not trying to be that guy.
So how does the name come about? What's the background behind the Saint?
The name The Saint came about, you know, I went through a few phases, and the Night Stalker, and the real fast rap, real slow, just whatever I would spit real fast, and I had that name, and I rode with a crew, and we had that name. But like I said, as I matured, and I looked, and it's like I could see my future. Either you're gonna be dead. That's one option, or you go in prison. Those are the options. That's what's happening to everybody. So, you know, it didn't take me much to realize I was next. So what I did is I bagged off of that, and I just had to find something different. And when I started to focus on other stuff, that other positive stuff, that's what came into my life. So, you know, higher power, I became a Christian. And that changed my perspective because I became a Christian that seeks out the Lord and everything that I do. And so when I got back into rapping, naturally, you know, the saint, I wanted to remind myself that's what the Lord calls his people, the saint, so I never lose focus on what ultimately the goal is that's to be that role model to point people to the King the way I was pointed to him. You know, a lot of kids out here, they don't, they not, we have a lack of spirituality, and that's what I'm not ashamed of. So the saint came about because I matured first. And as I got back into rap game and thought about it, you know, I didn't want any of these names that didn't mean anything, or that was silly, little this, little that, and all of these things. I'm a grown man, you know what I mean? Youngness, I'm not young. Little this, you know, I'm not that either. So, but a saint, which is what with my family and trying to lead my family on to where, you know, to prosperity and to know the Lord, that's what my life is about. And I think that reflects in my music. And so the saint came about in 2012, and I made a lot of music with my wife, a lot of, you know, Christian genre music, and started to realize that a saint can rap more than just about Christian stuff. My life is my life lived through a Christian point of view. So it's going to be Don't Stop the Fun. We're going to be at a family reunion. We're going to be having fun with the fam. We're going to go through heartaches. We're going to go through pain. We're going to go through everything everybody else goes through. But it's how you look at it. And I look at it from the perspective of someone that leans on the Lord. So I'm trying to write music and write what's real. If it's real, it's real. And try not to be, even though I chose the name the same, try not to be boxed up in a corner. Just let me do me.
Right.
You know, whatever comes out, comes out. And that's not, a lot of people don't have that freedom. They box themselves into a genre of music. And even their fans don't want to see anything, don't want to see them do anything else.
Right. I mean, most recently, I've seen Christian rap, gospel music evolve like so dope. I mean,
right.
That's the word.
Right.
It's just like with like artists like Lecrae, where he's just as new age as a Drake, or you know, a Kendrick, like lyrical ability, you know. So
right.
I mean, it's just life music. That's all it is.
Right. I agree with you 100%. And that brother's catching a little flack from trying to become more mainstream and take his message more to mainstream people. He got a lot of pushback. You know, I think his latest album was number 11 when he had been number one. You know, but when he signed with Columbia, he went through he lost a lot of fans, you know, and a lot of people don't want him to be who he is. But he's growing. We all grow as artists, as human beings, and they don't want to see him let the brother grow. But his music is so dope. Like you were saying, let him grow a little bit. Let him be whoever he, you know, whoever. Let him be artistic without boxing him in the corner.
And that's what we should talk about is Don't Stop the Funk. It's got that funky flavor, that vibe to it, that West Coast vibe to it that you grew up on with N.W.A. or, you know, all the people, you know, from that era.
What I want to do is I want to
give people a sample of it, and then we can get into it. Go ahead and introduce that joint, and we're going to rock out to it for a little second, and then we're going to get into it.
Oh, yeah, this is your boy saying this song is Don't Stop the Funk. Y'all listen to it real quick, and y'all leave some comments and let me know what you think about it. It's real. I think it's real dope, and I see if y'all can vibe to it and see yourself vibing to it at a family reunion or something like that.
Let's party. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, let's get it.
Came a long way just to celebrate. Gave thanks to the Lord for arriving safe. Turn up the music, everybody grew. Became the wild out at the family meal. Up on the burner, yeah, he be grilled. First off the grill was some fish and chicken. Next off the grill was some shrimp and steak. A girl hit me up with a super size plate. The same old girl from back in the day. Yeah, my same old girl, let get away. She looked at me and then she twirled.
world around. Sounded like color purples, I'm married now. Said, what about you? Then she blew me a kiss. Then I heard her old track sound something like this.
Don't stop the call.
Tracks of blues, while the other kid fuck play a game of horseshoes. Got two quartets running space and time. Cause gotta be cheating, always got the trunk. Got another card table for my old A Rose. She the loudest one yelling domino. Nothing but good vibes, everybody chilling. Five generations with love and feelings. The day went on, I started hitting my stride. Big mama broke out, said electric slide. Then they had an open mic, they was giving trophies. Cause Dub starts singing karaoke. My mom asked me if I could sing a song. Said make it real hot so I can sing along. Had hit the stage and gave her what she want. Then I heard her yell loud, don't stop the phone.
Don't stop the phone.
Everybody, she's what she find. Had a dude on her arm, nobody knew. Me, mother, and everybody trying to kill the mood. Pop stepped up like not today. Let me tell you about a game that we used to play. This game throw back before the guns and poppin'. Back in the hood, we call it slap boxing. Bro came out like the champ was here. 6'4", hands like a bear. Reach back to Asia like he had a taser. Pimp slap dude, and down go Frazier. Mom like you hit the double feature. They both took off.
Man,
I love it. Oh yeah, I love it, man. What y'all think about that?
Oh man,
I like that, John.
Who know you can have so much fun at the family reunion or at the picnic to a gospel rapper? Like, who knew that?
Right.
Like, you can step, you can still have fun, you could, you know, have that bounce to it. That's amazing, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I got these kids, man, I'm looking out for, too, and I'm just trying to, hey, music is music, and it takes a little bit more effort, I think, to write it clean, but I'm loving it, man. I'm loving where the Lord's putting me at right now. I'm loving it. I hope people, it'll catch on and people realize that, Christians like to have fun, too. We all people. We all people. And
so your influences,
I'm loving it, man.
Let's talk about your influences, because it just took me back to, like, Dr. Dre, like, that whole era, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
West Side Connection, all of that,
oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That,
so
what'd you
get the track and reminisce about, like, actually writing it and recording it and creating it for us?
The track, I actually tell you what, honestly, man, I don't know how I came across the track. I've had the track for so long, and I think it's about timing. I look back in my vault, I said, man, it's time for me to make an EP. And I looked at the track, and honestly, I'm like, where did I get this track from? And because I have, man, I have a vault of tracks, a vault of tracks. And I'm thinking about them, like, why did I label this way? And honestly, I said, I gotta figure out who the producer is on this track. This is crazy right now. I have a hot track and I can't remember who did it.
Be like
who pulled the track off. And but once I heard it, the timing was right on it. I said it's about summertime. I can release this. And as I heard it, all I could hear was don't stop the funk. in the hook. That's all I could hear. So, excuse me one second, in my office. All I could hear is "Don't Stop the Funk" on the bass line. It's like it was speaking to me, saying "Don't Stop the Funk." And so I sang that hook, and I'm not much of a singer. My wife blows me out the water, but I can sing a little bit. So I put it on there, "Don't Stop the Funk," and my mind, the music took me to that, back to the time of N.W.A. It took me all the way back to the time of just having fun at the picnic and what would it be like? What have my family gathering been like? Everybody got that, you know, that uncle that's crazy that think he can cook and all the different things that happen. You know what I mean? Can't, you know, burning all the meat or whatever's going on. You know, this lady show up and you know that's the one that got away when you're acting foolish. You know, she want to let you know that she taking now. What you doing? I'm taking. You know, she want to make it known. All these things start popping my mind. So the verse came really quick. Oh yeah, all of that from that area, You know, the Ice Cube days. That was the song took me back to. So I wanted to make a song that was fun, that take everybody back to those times when they could have fun like that. And that's how I wrote the track. How I wrote the song, it was really simple to write once I pulled it up out my vault. And it was really easy to write it. So I want people to have fun to this, bouncing this over the summer. I remember it made me think about that area when I first popped in the Chronic. You know, that Chronic album from Dr. Dre. Man, that was crazy. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing the Chronic album. That thing was, I don't care who you were, where you were, white girls and older people who didn't want to see you. You know, they said they didn't like hip-hop, and they bumping the Chronic, closet hip-hop, you know what I mean? It was crazy. And
it was the funk.
It made me think about that era. And so that's what I wanted to go back to. That's what I wanted to go back to.
Well, man. So can we see a video from this? Perhaps maybe shoot it during the summer, during one of the picnics?
Oh, what I've done so far is combined a whole lot of videos. And because it made me reminisce on what I did on a video. They can check it out. Go to Donnie Jackson. Go to the Saint. Put in Donnie Jackson. You know, put in the Saint on YouTube. Don't Stop the Funk. And you see a video that I created from all of those old videos.
Wow.
You know, and you'll see the Mac 10s. You'll see the Ice Cube flavors. All of those old videos come together. Snoop Dogg.
So kind of like a collage of things going on that's associated with that whole vibe.
Right, and it's all in sequence. I do editing and all of that, and it's all in sequence. And I did the video that was fun for me. I did the video as a cartoon of me, going from reality, falling asleep, into a cartoon, being put right back into that era, because that's what the song did. Put me right back to that, you know, that kid, that G-Funk, all of that. And so check that out on my YouTube, Donnie Jackson, put in the Saint, Don't Stop the Funk. Check out that video. And like and subscribe to it and let me know what y'all think about it. So that's a video that's out now. I'm loving it. I'm having fun with all of this stuff that's going on right now.
Of course, y'all can go and check out everything Donnie the Saint at Elect of God, EOG .wixsite.com. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, if you listen to this audio bio right now, you are on USA Blog Network, and we have all of the links for you. Hit them up on Twitter, /TheSaint, @TheSaint3. On Facebook, @TheSaint3. And when I say The Saint, I'm talking about THA Saint, the number 3. Everything The Saint. Go there and you check out the new song called "Don't Stop the Funk." Hot for the summer, you know, it's about to warm up right now. Everywhere, so definitely want to party and get that vibe from the homeboy, the Saint. Man, so this is off of
the album, the mixtape, Throwback to the Future, is that correct?
Throwback to the Future is one that I've had earlier, and I really love that one. And I I'm working on one now. It's called Throwback Hijack. So I'm gonna put that one on there. You know, I'm taking over. I'm jacking everybody for their music. So, in a fun way, I'm throwing it back to where, you know, I got some. I think it's Al Jarreau, Lord rest his soul. I got him too, I think he just passed last February. So I got Al. You can go to my website, and I'm singing on that hook too, and we're in this love together, and let's see. Also on Throwback Hijack, it's not out yet, but I got the songs are ready to drop, and I'm waiting on the right time. But please check out Throwback to the Future also. But Throwback Hijack, I hadn't even had it out yet, but I also got the legendary Marvin Gaye. I got him on a hook. And,
it sounds real soulful, like you're jacking all of the soulful stuff.
Oh yeah. That's, I grew up on that. You know, I'm thankful for the era I grew up in, where listening to my mom and play blues and listening to Marvin Gaye. Listen, I grew up on that. My mom and playing the Tonk and the Space. All that is real stuff. You know, look, my song "Don't Stop the Funk" is from real. You know, seeing my mom then playing Space, Tonk, laughing, slapping down dominoes. All the, you know, that's those things that I miss. I don't see that now as much as it doesn't seem like the connections are there. I'm trying to bridge those gaps and those connections and generations. You know, I see a lot of disjointed families and things like that, and there's work that needs to be put in. You know, and I'm trying to put in that work, but
that foundation needs to be laid down, back down,
right?
With this generation, you know, the buck needs to stop.
Right, and I'm trying to get some soldiers with me. Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to be that foundation for somebody else to build on. And so, you know, I realize that when I realize how blessed my children are, I look at some of their friends and how they crave to be, you know, how they want to be around a father figure like me, and it breaks my heart sometimes that they don't have a father. And there's only so much one man can do, but through this music and through, you know, other people seeing what's going on, we can all get together and we can do our part. You know, and that's what I'm hoping this will touch a lot of people, and we can, you know, it'll wake some people up. You know, I don't know how far it's going to go. Only the Lord knows that. But, you know, this is a path that I'm on. It's a path that I don't even think I've chosen it. It just, like I said, I pulled that song out. I've had that music for years, and it just called to me. This time I played, I was like, whoa, that's a heater. And instantly I started, my mind went back, and I wrote that song in maybe 45 minutes to an hour. It just was not hard. It just flowed, it flowed really simple, really easy. So, I think
it's much needed,
the summer.
It's much needed.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate everything that you guys doing and, you know, exposing us artists out here that are trying to do the come up and change some things.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you coming on. Before they cut us off, bring out the Sandman. I just want to say I appreciate you. Y'all definitely make sure y'all go and check out the video, Don't Stop the Funk. Alright?
Oh, yeah.
For that old school
swag,
that old school West Coast vibe, the G-Funk era, right? By
Me
the homeboy,
too.
The Saint, alright?
Oh yeah,
bringing back positivity in the hip hop community. So definitely support good music. And once again, brother, I salute you. Before we get out of here,
no doubt, salute, appreciate it.
All right, so that's another dope
All
episode,
right.
The Dopeness Interview Series, USA Blog Network. Make sure y'all go and follow USA Blog Network on Facebook. Yeah, they pulled it out. They pulled the rug out from under us. Go and support USA Blog Network on Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram, and of course, The Saint on Twitter, Facebook, all that. THA Saint, the number 3. That's all you need in life. We out of here.
Came a long way just to celebrate. Gave thanks to the Lord for a ride to say. Turn up the music, everybody grew. We came to wild out at the family meal. Up on the burner, yeah, he be grilled. First off the grill was some fish and chicken. Next off the grill was some shrimp and steak. A girl hit me up with a super size plate. The same old girl from back in the day. Yeah, my same old girl, let get away. She looked at me and then she twirled around. Sounded like color purple, I'm married now. Said, what about you? Then she blew me a kiss. Then I heard her old track sound something like this.
Don't stop the boat.
Tracks of blues, while the other kid folks play a game of horseshoes. Got two quartets, running spades and tongues. Cuz gotta be cheating, yo, we got the trunk. Got another card table for my old A Rose. She the loudest one, yelling domino. Nothing but good vibes, everybody chillin'. Five generations with love.